kind of eased into things and wandered around.
You talk about Ned Sullivan.
I told her about Ned Sullivan. I told her about, I let her in on a few things. I told her that Chapin was leaving. I thought that would be her pleasure because I don't think she likes him.
Well, she should. She worked with him in New York.
I know, but
she's jealous.
Yeah. And I told her Klein was leaving because I figured she'd hear about that somewhere. It was better for her to know about it. So I told went through all the personnel.
Did you find out he wasn't leaving by order? Could you explain to him?
Oh, yeah.
The HVAC?
Yeah. And she completely agreed. She said, you know, I've absolutely heard it would be nuts not to get out now because he'll be 60 years old by the time he turns over and he wouldn't be able to get a job anywhere. Now he's... She saw that right away.
Did you talk about Alex going?
What about Alex going? Steve, and she responded well to the Steve thing. And she said, that's been, I used the Julie coming back as my way to get into it. And I said, we got to get all these things worked out, you know, because you and I have got to be sure that at this end, this thing works with Julie, so there's no problems on it.
Right.
So I think it's going to work out. She said, both Pat Nixon and Julie have told her that they like Steve.
Yeah.
She said, I think that's going to be a very good movement. That'll work well. Lucy, and that's something that she said Julie and I have worked on that.
She will have a problem with Lucy. Lucy is a...
Well, but Lucy can't outmaneuver Julie, but she could.
Lucy
is
so stubborn. And it's hard to listen to people bitching.
They sure do, but that's not, you can...
Well, they can deal hard.
No, it's harder for her, and because you can't, those people, you can't deal with rational.
Yeah, her
because they're selfish.
Her kind of people, yeah. They're not so selfish. It's like
why? Because they don't know what's going on.
I have dictated two or three memoranda to Bob, I guess, for I said they would make what they have done one copy, which would be delivered to him, and a copy for me, which they have done. I didn't really need the copy. What I really want, and I want you to get from me, is the tape for my file. In other words, whenever I send them to do it in front of these private memoranda, which is basically a talking paper, which I will write mainly to Bob, I'll just write a private memoranda. The girl is to type one copy, deliver it to him, and bring me back the tape. Then I'll put the tape in my private file. All right, so see, I just want to have a record of it. Then if I ever have to check anything, I'll run the damn tape again. All right, so get the tapes. The little girl out there that did it, she'll have the tapes to tell me. Or what does she do with those tapes? She's going to destroy them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We retain them.
Well, those things that I have done in private memoranda that you have, I want all those tapes for myself. I have a place where I keep them, and I want them. So you grab them out.
All right, sir. There are lots of them. It'll take a little bit.
No hurry. No hurry. Within the next day or two.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I just hope about a Steve is gone. She likes to Julie so much. Most of it's hard not to like Julie. The ones I'm really concerned about is some of the bitches in the press when they live with her girl.
Well,
you just got to find Ziegler's the guy that's going to play a role to keep her strong for her. Huh? Check. Well, I had a good talk with Abe last night. He incidentally sort of convention that Henry was not holding her substantially responsible for the rest of the thing, but without intending to be so. He said because Henry had called him that morning, Sunday morning. We don't know.
Oh, really?
About Sheffield in Puerto Rico. And he said, you know, he does this. I also didn't know Henry.
Called Hay. Yeah,
I see him call him. He says, you know, I can sort of tell whenever Henry's got something he's worried about, and he wants to purge himself a little, he calls and tells me, you know, Henry did everything, whatever it's worth. But he said that there was a call about him, a Negro Pompeii or something.
Yeah,
there's that. They were going to get rid of him because he'd done something. What I was concerned about is, God damn it, getting rid of people, but it's tough as hell if they don't do that much. What I meant is, who is Negro?
Henry said he was going to get rid of him, but he didn't. And I guess Allison, he's a little too soft, I think, is what has bothered him more than the leaking. I didn't understand they thought Negro Pompeii had leaked.
The problem is Allison, he might have been a leaker.
He's their super expert in Vietnamese. He's the one who speaks all the Vietnamese dialects.
Well, he said that Negro Pompeii was that objective the bombing now.
Of course, the CIA doesn't belong to a lot of that staff. He's very into Winston Lord, too.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Thinks he's too soft. Yeah, Haig would come charging in. You know, when Henry was over there and Haig wasn't there, Haig would be all worried and say, Henry's over there with those goddamn doves, you know, and they're going to talk him into stuff.
Well, I appreciate you doing the Rose thing. I'm going to give you these things.
Oh, yeah, that's
any important things to do, but
no problem. And then
we have got to. That's one of the things we have in your army. That's where you need the deputy. If you have a nice little deputy, not a deputy, but a big, strong, ballsy guy with a presence.
presence. The guy has nothing in personal, you know,
he can never substitute for Henry breathing.
doesn't serve any purpose.
All it does is just get it all over the front and center.
They're going to.
And they're not going to use it anyway. They're going to say, ah, look at that. What is that? Is that a hospital?
I wouldn't get into it. There's a, the bombing, that part of the bombing is done now, for the time being at least, and there's no point in going saying.
I think we ought to keep all the attention on the negotiation,
right? And the way you do that is by refusing to talk about anything else because of the negotiation, which is an unassailable position.
They get to the point of gas, and people are friends, they're saying, and this, and that. And also, they're saying, wish the president would explain why we considered it necessary to bomb and accomplish. They understood why. And when we accomplished it, wanted me to say it. I said, I totally agree. I said, I just can't say it enough. Because if I say that we bombed because they were.
You're going to say laying the bombers
out of it. And what we accomplished, we forced
them
back to negotiate within 8 hours after we made an offer.
Right?
Sure.
But I can't say it then.
That's right.
Because then what they have to do is say, no, we didn't, and walk out.
That's right. Might blow the whole thing.
You can't humiliate them at this point.
It's a real tough problem. I don't know if others don't see. But I'm not going to, I'm just not going to worry about it because of the, you said to take the heat.
Well, that's, you got to take the heat
when
now.
Stay all the rest.
When it's done.
If it comes out, it's fine. If it doesn't.
If it doesn't
go by it, then I'll explain.
Then you aren't going to have to explain.
Sure. Rogers is much more bearish than Henry on the negotiation.
They're probably both reflecting their
wishes
more than their evaluations.
So, well, not that Roger sense, he thinks we can get one, but I'd say it several weeks. Henry feels that you're going to find out in a week. I listen to Henry to you. You're going to find out whether you're going to have the deal. Hope so. It's going to take several weeks to find something else to do. Too bad. It'll be good to get that. Both Rogers cleared out because they're both able men, but they don't get along with Henry. I mean, really, you know, it's one of those things, and they're just not going to have any stand dealing with each other. So we have Richardson rush, somebody can push him up. Damn good team players. Our prisoners, ceasefire, and the the war. We bombed for the purpose of helping end the war.
Now, if, as a result of the bombing, we never got back to the peace table, then at some point you would have had to go out and do something.
Right.
But the fact that we're back seems to me answers the question of why were you bombing? And I don't see any, it seems to me they're still riding on the question.
Why are the hill guys bitching so much?
It doesn't matter anymore. I think because they're reflecting what they got at home over Christmas, which was why, and that's from your friends as well as your enemies, why did we have to go back and bomb some more? And at that time, you could see why.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see why people would ask the question.
I mean, it's a legal lag.
Well, I wonder if maybe it isn't.
Anyway, we can do
that.
Let me see. You would think, and take care of these guys talking about it, that it's it's nothing compared to Campbell here, nothing compared to Fort America here, nothing compared to May.
Sure.
And because of the, basically the yard talk.
Right? Believe the Senate Foreign Relations Committee recognize that. Withheld anything until after the inaugural.
Good.
I expect it will be in 2 weeks.
Did you say Terry at the sign go to New York?
That's a hell of a bad place for her. I'm not sure. I don't know where she's going. Someone else must have told you that. And she was planning to go, the last I heard, she was going to go out west, San Francisco.
Well, I'm sure a lot. She's pleasant to have around. I mean, she's a pretty girl. She probably is not. And loyal.
Yeah, she's a good, solid Ohio, middle America type.
I think it's delicate about that, subsidizing. I put it all our education, I subsidized it.
I talked to Cap about that. He was moving on. He had talked with Schlesinger. They have already made major cuts, and they're moving on the program cuts, which is the other stuff. A lot of this stuff, you know, is set in contracts, and all they can do is dry them up from the other end.
Right.
They're doing,
he knows.
Yeah.
All over the country.
He said, on defense, we're doing reasonably well. On AEC, we've done quite well. On HEW, we have not done well because it's all set up under these advisory commissions. And he said, I've got to, just when I get in there, I'm going to drive to all those 10 commissions. There's advisory boards that spend these grants, you know, and all. And he said, I gifted a lot of people left over from Johnson and before.
Can't they be changed? Did they get
resignations? Yeah, so he's going to just get rid of them altogether. He said, you don't want to change them now. What you want to do is just eliminate them and then stop spending the money. And
they're not required at all.
No, some of them are, but some of them aren't.
Yeah.
The ones that are, just he'll put the right people on, and the ones that aren't, he'll get rid of. And he said it's a mess, and he hasn't really made the progress he wanted to make at HEW, but he's gotten it started, and he hasn't gotten it done at defense. He completely agreed with the idea that there ought to be a crash effort, especially against MIT, and he had already talked to Schlesinger about it before Elliot gets over there. And, you know, get rushed.
My view about it is not because it's MIT, but because I do not think that the Defense Department should give contracts to individuals who are against defense.
Sure.
That's what it's all about.
Cap made exactly that point.
Good God, these people are against defense.
These people are against everything that we're doing except giving them the money. That's
right.
The only thing they're for.
And that's what we're going to point out.
And this year,
they're against defense, they're for the unilateral disarmament, then goddamn it, they don't get the money. That's what I mean.
You should spend the money with people who believe in the
person. Remember, I tried something here that didn't work. I tried to basically, you know, everybody's always going to think of what the hell it was previously, and I know he deals with seasoned university people and all the rest. Find out something for me. How well does the graduate lady know that you?
I don't know. I mean, find out as well.
And then don't want him to know where you're checking this. Who is the individual in this country? Other than leaving out any military like Westmore, who may know him the most, the best, and so forth. The dragon lady has just occurred to me for you to check out. Another thing I thought, if you know about this Chinese volumes we've got, for the two sets, one's in the State Department, where's the other? Mine.
I'll find out. They're here somewhere.
I thought I would give that set. Mine said, I don't want it in the next library. What the hell are you going to have a book? Chinese scholar. You're going to read this all in Chinese.
Oh, yeah, but you ought to keep them there.